Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. According to the 23rd Annual Meeting of the Associated Professional Sleep Societies, poor quality of sleep, regardless of the reason, is associated with increased risk of death. Four long-term studies were presented looking at insomnia, short sleep duration periods, sleep fragmentation, and those people suffering with nightmares. They found insomnia may be as hazardous to your life expectancy as sleep apnea, the disorder where you lose ability to breathe while sleeping. The elderly women that slept less than 5 hours per night had a higher risk of death than men who had less than 5 hours of sleep per night. That those people that could not achieve REM sleep also had higher mortality rate, as did depressed individuals suffering nightmares. Sleep disorders are not something you should just pop another pill for. And as long as we were talking about sleep, another paper presented at the same meeting looked at napping and the effect it has on psychosocial disorders in children. We all have heard many times that napping children give parents and teachers a nice break during the day to relax or get things done, a reprieve, if you will. It turns out that napping also has some very important developmental benefits for the children themselves. Children that do not nap exhibit more symptoms of hyperactivity, irritability, anxiety, and depression. Although every child gives up napping at a different age, it is encouraged to make room in the daytime schedule for rest time to encourage naps. And when I come back, we will take a look at how morning sickness affects IQ and whether males or females carry the greater cancer risk.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
Our next story is one that may not make a lot of sense, but according to the researchers at Toronto's Hospital for Sick Children, mothers who experienced the worst morning sickness during their pregnancy had children with the highest IQ and the greatest language development. The study, being the first of its kind to look at the relationship between brain development, IQ, and morning sickness, noted that we are only talking a few points here and that mothers who do not suffer morning sickness should not be worried. And for our last story, we take a look at why men are almost 70% more likely to die from cancer than women. As one might expect, what appears to be the most significant fact as to why men are so much more likely to both develop cancer and die from it is their attitude about lifestyle and health. Men are much less likely to visit a doctor. They ignore early warning signs of a problem and are least likely to make the necessary changes to correct a problem if they have it. Women, for the most part, visit doctors regularly, heed the early warning signs, and follow treatment and lifestyle recommendations. As hard as it is to believe, research shows men are not aware that smoking, carrying excess weight around the middle, a high alcohol intake, poor diet, and a family history all contribute to the increased risk. Important to note here is that half of all cancers can be prevented by lifestyle changes, but that the message for men is falling on deaf ears. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Humans shed and regrow outer skin cells about every 27 days. Skin protects your delicate internal organs from the elements, and as such, dries and flakes off completely about once a month so that it can maintain its strength. Chances are that last month's skin is still hanging around your house in the form of dust on your bookshelf or under the couch. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.